Chris Fagan, Brisbane Lions coach, joins us on the line just prior to going in to sup on some oysters from Tommy Ruff's. Dwayne, welcome to you, Chris.
Thanks very much.
Are you in the dinner yet, and have you? Can you give us a report on the entree?
No, I'm actually not in the dinner. I'm in the cab, and you wouldn't believe who I was sitting next to, Alistair Clarkson.
Oh, you've got Clarko on board, the old team, the old firm back actually, together.
Yeah. We're just going there together, mate. It's good to catch up with him.
What's Clarko got written on the palm of his hand? He's got a little notice to the main thing he wants to raise tonight. Can you just check his hand to see if there's anything written down on it?
I'm having a look at his hands. There's nothing written there that he's going to talk about, mate. So, and he hasn't told me either. So I'm not sure what the conversation will be tonight.
What about yourself, Chris?
Myself?
What would be on your agenda?
I haven't given that a lot of thought, to be honest with you. So I imagine Gil will be talking about things a fair bit, listening to what they've got to say. So, yeah, not really anything on my agenda.
You're a young coach of a young side. I suspect you'd be desperate to keep the runner.
Not necessarily. I think a lot of the learning that goes on in a game of football is more coaches talking to players on the bench and stuff that we do during the week. Runners have very little time to teach players things on the field because really they're just getting out there to move players around or change strategy. So from a learning perspective, I don't think they're overly important. Probably from the strategic point of view, there's still a role for them to play at different times during the game.
Are you a fan of three practice matches in the JLT, two practice matches, one, or would you just like us to kick it off, have your internal practice matches, and everybody turns up when you're ready?
Well, the three games, I think, are okay. It just depends on if everyone's just going to start fresh and not play any games at all, then it's okay. You just work it out and you do it internally. But we've always enjoyed the three games leading up. It gives you a chance to give young players an opportunity against opposition teams. You learn a little bit more about them, a chance to fine-tune your game plan. But so I'd probably like it to stay as it is.
You must be thrilled that you're getting almost universal buy-in from the players. We see Shacky, Harris Andrews, Dan McStay all signed recently. You've had Hugh McLuggage today announced as the rising star. You've got some other young kids like Berry who look as if you can bring them all together in 2 or 3 years' time, you may be challenging GWS for the mantle as the best young team.
Yeah, it's exciting that all of those young players have committed, and I think it's an endorsement of the program that we've got up and going at the moment. And it's a bit of a change of tide for Brisbane, I suppose, because a lot of players have left over recent years. So, hopefully that's an indication that they're happy in the environment they're in, that they're learning, they feel like they're improving, and they can see the blue sky down the track. And, certainly we've got a lot of young talent there, and are they good mates, and they're enjoying their footy at the moment.
What about old man Rockcliffe? Lots of question marks over him last year. You've had the direct powwow with him at the start of the season. He couldn't have played much better, I've got to say, from my eyes. But there is a doubt on his contract situation.
Yeah, look, obviously from my perspective, I want Tom to play. He's in a negotiation at the moment, and I'm pretty sure that that's what he wants to do as well. So that'll just progress over the next month or two, and I'm sure things will get sorted out. But he has been great. I must admit he's been terrific in every game that he's played, and his work around the stoppage is second to none.
Chris, great to have you. Good luck tonight at the dinner. I reckon on your agenda should be priority pick. I reckon if you win another two or three, deserve one surely if you finish last. I mean, we need you up and running, you guys, and you've done a lot yourself, but a little bit of help would be handy.
No doubt about that. I'm not sure that it's the form to raise it. The other clubs mightn't like it too much, but Clarko said no priorities, no academies. So there you go.
I'll let you argue about that in the cab. Good stuff. Chris Fagan.
Clarko better be careful. Right. He might end up on the Gold Coast.
Oh, don't say that. Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson joining us on Sports Day. Thank